Right. That was taken out of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart. Now, about fitra, what then does fitra mean? When we say in the hadith, kullu mawludin wurida ala al-fitra, every child is born on fitra. See, Muslims always translate that to, for some reason, in English when they translate it, every child is born a Muslim. It does not say that. It doesn't say that. It says every child is born in fitra, which is not the same as in Islam. Although Islam is called in the Quran, Deen al-fitra, right? Fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nas alayha. It is the fitra. Islam is fitra. What does that mean? It means we're naturally inclined to it. So fitra is the inherent nature that human beings are naturally inclined to. And what the human being is naturally inclined to is to goodness. In other words, if you take a human being and you raise them correctly and nurture them, they will incline towards the truth. But they also have the qabiliya or the susceptibility to go astray. So what the fitra state is it's either or. It's either or. Now obviously there's going to be things that affect the fitra state. One of them is parents. States of parents, legitimacy, right, in terms of the birth. Even though there's no fault according to the Sharia on the child, there is an effect that illegitimacy does have in the unseen realm, which is confirmed by several hadiths. So there are, and this is why it's important for people before they have children to choose righteous. If there wasn't a reality to the parents, there'd be no meaning to choosing righteous people as mates, right? For a man, you're supposed to look for taqwa, and for the woman, you're supposed to look for deen, right? One of the salaf said, don't marry your daughter except to a taqi, because if he loves her, he'll show her ihsan, goodness, and if he doesn't like her, he won't oppress her. So taqwa is something you're supposed to look for, and the point being is that when you marry, you have to think of future generations. And so you want the children to be raised properly, and so parents are important, and the effects that they have on the child are extraordinary. So now he says, وَهَا أَنَا آتِيكَ بِالْكِتَابِ مِنْ حَدِّهَا وَالْأَصْلِ وَالْأَشَّافِ. I'm going to bring you a book, right, or بِالْكَفَافِ. I'm going to bring you something that's enough. It'll be enough for you. Min haddiha wal asri wal ashafi. From the definitions of these diseases, from their etiology, their root, how they got caused, and how to cure them. And so he begins with bukhul. Now bukhul, the reason he's beginning with bukhul is not because it's the worst, but because he's going by alphabetical order. And bukhul is the first one. Bukhul, the bakhil, is a miser. Bukhlun is miserliness. The bakhil is, he's going to give the definition. So he says, فَمَنْعُ مَا يَجِبُ شَرْعًا أَوْ مُرُوءَةً هُوَ الْبُخْلُ لَذَايَ يُذْكَرُ. To begin with, the refusal to give what is necessary either by sacred law or by virtuous merit is the essence of miserliness, bukhl, that is mentioned among the diseases of the heart. Now, what he's saying here is there's two aspects to bukhl. One is one that relates to the sacred law, Sharia. That's hukum shar'i, the legal judgment that the Sharia gives. The other is what's called muru'a. And muru'a is a very important Arab concept that comes from actually the word for man, chivalrous, manly, virtuous, right? Virtuous. So in the Arabic pre-Islamic culture, muru'a was a very important concept. The closest thing that we have to it is chivalry, probably. If you know anything about European history and the knights of chivalry, this idea of acting virtuously because of chivalry, the muru'a, the expectation on you to do that. So he's saying the first one is related to sharia rights, like zakat. فَالْوَاجِبُ الشَّرَعِيُّ كَالزَّكَاتِ Right? وَالنَّفَقَاتِ وَحُقُوقَ النَّاتِ So he's saying the first type of bukhl or miserliness is, for instance, if you're not giving zakat, you're a bakhil by sharia, and it's haram. That bukhl is haram. Or not giving nafaqat, you're supposed to support your wife. الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ Men are maintainers, caretakers of women. If you're not fulfilling that, then you're supposed to give nafaqat to your children. If you get divorced, you have to have child support. It's sharia, it's a sharia right of a woman to get child support. Or حُقُوقَ النَّاتِ The nas. Nas is a word for nas. حُقُوقَ النَّاتِ are the rights of people. There's haqq. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the people who وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِلسَّائِلِ There's a right, or حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ In their wealth is a haqq, is a right to this the sa'il, the beggar, and the one who doesn't have money. His needs aren't taken care of, right? So the miser is the one who doesn't take care of people who's able to. And those are related to sharia. And there's a hadith, fil mali haqqun siwa zakah, and some of them translate it that